This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, getting ready for the Summer Arts Festival starting today at noon. With all the art and food and beer and wine, there's live music, and one of the bands playing is called The Graduating Class. Natty Burmeister on. Natty, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So tell folks a little bit about your band. First of all, how'd you get started?
Oh, man. So Graduating Class is the name of the band. I think for anybody from Roseburg, all the faces are going to look quite familiar. It's the root of what made Hemlock Lane, Hemlock Lane. Started at John Quion and Nate Hansen back on the drums. But then we have some fresh faces and some of the most amazing talent from Eugene, Oregon. Keenan Dorn playing guitar and August King on keys. It spun up after we got done with college and we're kind of settling in to figure out, like, all right, what do we want to do next musically? And John has kind of taken the leads production-wise of coming up with the music. It's fun how each person kind of does that on a different iteration of the band. But, that's how Graduating Class came to be. It was right around the time that we were all stepping away from college and figuring out, like, all right, what the heck now do we do?
And obviously for any band, the last year has been probably quite a challenge.
Oh, man, I can't even tell you. I think as a band, you get in this rhythm where you see each other almost sometimes more than you see family, significant others. And so, it feels like a dime a dozen. But then, like everybody else in quarantine, there were probably six or seven uninterrupted months where not even like social distance, we just didn't see each other at all. Living in Eugene and Portland, it's definitely tough. It makes it really tough to write music and keep being a band together.
And you guys obviously have other things you do in life as well. And I understand this is your first show in over a year.
Yeah, first show in over a year. So we are yet to see how we do in front of people for the first 7 years. I mean, like everyone I'm sure is going to be there. We've been cooped up all year. So we're really excited to get on stage, kind of shake it out, and just have a lot of fun.
And I know people are excited about the arts festival, and it's this sort of phase that society is in right now as these outdoor events begin to happen. Some of the ways you do them are a little bit different and things like that. And just like there was some stress going into even the spring lockdown, if you want to call it that, last year, there's sort of a bit of a stress to coming back into what used to be more normal.
I mean, I would definitely agree with that. I think people are like okay to feel however they want to feel about it, because it's a stressful thing, and it's, I think one of the things that I've forgotten about is that it's tough. It's tough when your body's been trained to, like, all right, we got to stay inside. All right, we got to stay 6 feet away. Even as stuff starts to come through, that's like, okay, this is getting more and more okay. It's tough to pivot. It's tough for everybody on so many different levels.
Now, talk about the type of music you guys are doing, and I'm curious for folks that knew the core of your group originally as Hemlock Lane, how is it different than what they may have heard of several years ago?
That's a great question. I would say that this iteration, Graduating Class, is a lot more kind of like 80s synth pop focused, with really, really tight production values. We kind of stepped a little bit away from the alt-rock position to something that is kind of centered more around those synths that you would have heard on beautiful, like, Tears for Fears records. And that's kind of the foot that we've wanted to put forward as we've gone ahead. But I will say, for anybody that's there this weekend, you might hear a few familiar tunes coming out. For anybody to grow up with Hemlock Lane.
And we're going to play Girl Like the Summertime. Tell us about that one.
Girl Like the Summertime is great. John Quion, is the brain, is the master mind when it came to putting this song together. But this song is kind of the pinnacle of where we are hoping to head production-wise. It's really fun. When it was written, it was not during COVID, but it was about that stepping back into summer, and I think that only is more important today, just in the position that we're all in.
All right, Natty, stay right there. We're going to play the song for folks and talk a little bit more with Natty Burmeister from the Graduating Class. They are playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Summer Arts Festival. Here's Girl Like the Summertime on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
I'm laying on your couch while you're in the next room, but I want to be next. She's a meek and you feel it too. Getting closer, I'm falling back on my words I want to say. Take my breath away. What you do to me, sundress, summer heat. Let's just see where this leads. I want a girl like the summertime, cause I don't wanna sleep tonight. Don't wanna wait for another time. We'll stay together.
Natty, that's a really cool song.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is just, I like the synth parts there. And really, you know, just, and I didn't get a chance to preview that. I just dropped it in shortly before we came on here. And I mean, it just exudes summer.
Oh, absolutely. That's really what we were going for. You know, that feeling of like when it's been winter for a long time, especially Pacific Northwest. That really starts to weigh on you a little bit. But, man, there's nothing like the unlimited possibility that comes with not being a cloud in the sky.
Ah, good stuff. Natty Burmeister from the graduating class, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How long's your show going to be at the Summer Arts Festival?
It's going to be around an hour and a half. We're putting together a lot of familiar favorites and a lot of stuff that people I wouldn't have heard before, and we're really excited for it.
All right, Natty Burmeister, graduating class again, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Natty, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, 8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's of Building Supply.